Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to a special episode of the Spot Show podcast. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Dickie Wabash, joined by Michael Madrox. And this is one that we really don't want to have to do, but, you know, it's just the reality of it. Yesterday, we lost Terry Funk. And I know as a performer, Terry Funk meant a lot to me. Terry Funk meant a lot to Madrox. So we just felt it was right to just come on here and pay tribute to a man that we just absolutely just love more than anything.
It's the least we could do for everything he's done for this business and for everyone he's ever inspired or taught anything in this industry, man. Like,
yeah. And, you know, here's the thing about Terry Funk that, for me, I always say that he's in my top 10 of all time. He's in my top 10 of all time. And that's really not true, because I think that Terry Funk is the type that it's almost passé to say that he's in your top 10. And frankly, I think that I'm doing him a disservice by saying that he's in my top 10, because I think he's not. I think that he transcends the top 10. For me personally, like, it just kind of goes without saying that, yeah, I love Terry Funk. He's the man. And so to say that he's ranked anywhere on my top 10 list, I honestly, that's giving him a discredit, man.
I completely agree with you, man. Like, Terry Funk, like, you think about wrestling history, everyone looks up to Terry Funk. Everyone credits Terry Funk for everything he's done. It's like, how do you label that, like, below anyone else? Like, Terry Funk is the godfather of professional wrestling.
He definitely is. He definitely is. And, you know, here's what's, I don't want to say funny, because it's not funny. Ironic, I guess, is the proper phrase for this. Coming up next week, I think it's next week. I don't remember. I think it's a couple weeks from now. We have the podcast with Clayton Clark coming out.
Yeah.
And we literally in the podcast talk about wrestling deaths, and we mentioned Terry Funk and how much it's going to tear us up when it happens. And this one hits hard, you know, this one really hits hard, because he's just one of those guys that you just never thought he would die.
No, like, you knew it was coming, but, like,
yeah,
you couldn't, like, you can't brace yourself for it. Like, you know it was coming, but at the same time, you're like, oh, he's never going anywhere.
It's not
going
to happen.
Exactly.
It's like, I mean, obviously, Terry Funk was, you know, 79 years old, I believe. I might be wrong on that, but I believe he was 79 years old. So you kind of had to know, like, yeah, he's probably not long for this world, as much as we didn't want to admit it. And then, yeah, it doesn't feel real. It really doesn't.
It doesn't, man. Like, I'm just been, the past 2 days, I've been, like, thinking back, like, my favorite Terry Funk memories and moments.
How can you pick one? You can't just pick one.
Like, everything he's touched has been golden.
Yeah.
I mean, they put him in pantyhose with a red flannel shirt and told him to go out there and swing a chainsaw, and he became an iconic character in its own right.
Which, apparently, that was all his idea.
Yeah.
Like, people always talk about how it's like, oh, they buried Terry Funk by making him Chainsaw Charlie, and it's like, well, no, they didn't. That was actually Funker's idea. Like, he wanted to do that.
That was his answer for Cactus Jack.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's I don't remember which podcast it was. I think it was Bruce Pritchard's. Maybe Foley talks about it as well on his podcast, but where the origin of Chainsaw Charlie comes from, I'm not even going to try to say, because I'm going to get it wrong. But yeah. It was like a tribute to a friend of his or something. He did Chainsaw Charlie. But yeah, man, I mean, it's hard to pick one.
It is.
You and can't.
Like, you can't just go through and be like, oh, this is one of the greatest moments, because his promos transcended some of his matches.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how anybody that's ever done that, where you can just be like, watch this promo, and then you're like, that's Terry Funk.
Hey, Foley, your wife's a whore. Like, that's one of his best. But again, it's that goes without saying, everything he did was one of his best.
You ever see his work with Raven?
I mean, how could you? Yeah.
On the, like, promos?
Yes. Like,
it's like, man. Gold.
It's gold. It was two masters just going at it, you know? Yeah. And, you know, I tell the story on Clayton's podcast coming up, but when I got to meet Tommy Dreamer, I told him, I said, Tommy, I got to hear some funk stories. So I got to hear some funk stories. And he told me a couple that were just amazing, you know? And he's one that if I could go, like, I would love to have had a chance to have met him, obviously. I think you probably in the same boat. But again, like, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but I mean, you know, we're mourning. We really are mourning because he was so important to us as wrestling fans. But I mean, you know, just off the top of my head, like, I remember being in the building when him and Cactus Jack are doing the match and they're in the dumpster and the New Age Outlaws push them off the stage. I was there for that. And that was my first Raw. And that's a moment that I'll never forget. I'll never forget him coming out later in the nightgown and, you know, he's pulling the IV behind him and he's wearing the nightgown and he's being Terry Funk and he's fucking crazy and just being Terry Funk. But I mean, again, you can't just sit here and say this is the best Terry Funk moment because they're all the best.
Yeah.
They're all the best. They're just so good. Like, how can you not even talk about Beyond the Mat? And how good, just like how he was one of the focal points of Beyond the Mat. And
you can't make a movie documentary with Terry Funk and him not be the focal point. He's going to steal the show no matter where he is, what he does, or what he touched.
I'm not booked, Terry. How many times do you say that still to this day?
At least once a month.
So many people. I'm not booked, Terry. Like, are you going to be at this show? Well, no, I'm not booked, Terry. You know? And then we literally, a couple of days ago, we just watched Forever Hardcore.
Yeah.
And he gets emotional in that because he's talking about how much ECW means to him and all that. And
how much money he turned down.
Yeah. He turned down so much money to appear at Hardcore Homecoming than he did One Night Stand. And, you know, maybe that was something that he looked back on and he regretted. I don't know. But I feel like Terry Funk is the type of guy that up until yesterday when he passed, that he probably didn't have a single regret. I feel like that he, you know, there's the old story of he no-showed a Superstars taping and he just wrote a letter to Vince and said, cows were sick, sorry, had to go home. And then he didn't show up for the taping, but it's crazy.
I mean, I don't even know where to go with this, dude. Like, when the news broke, we were on the phone together.
Yeah, that's what, it was poetic.
Yeah.
Because, like, we were literally on the phone, and you go, oh my God, we lost Terry. And I didn't know who you meant, because there's a couple of Terrys in our life, and I was like, what? And you said, Funk. And then I felt the tears in my eyes because I knew, and again, I knew that this was going to be one of the ones that when it did happen, it was going to be rough. And it's been rough. And it, I mean, how do you even go back and watch a Terry Funk match? Because what one do you pick? You'd fall down a rabbit hole. Or how do you pick a promo? Or how do you pick any of it? You know? Like, you know, you could even go and watch Cactus Sack versus Drunk Terry Flunk, you know, from the first Bloody Mania. And
I mean, I can count on one hand a wrestler's death where someone has nothing bad to say about that person.
Yeah.
But I think this one, not even a wrestler, a fan, anyone can say a damn bad thing about Terry Funk.
No, he was just, you know, middle-aged and crazy. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to moonsault. Then he goes out there and he moonsaults, you know, to make it a little bit lighthearted.
50 years old, just so fans don't forget about him.
Like, yeah.
That's dedication.
To make it a little lighthearted, you know, we have a couple of the brothers. We have a group chat, and a couple of them were like, I'm going to throw back some shots for the Funker tonight. And I said, well, I'm going to try to moonsault off my couch as a tribute to Terry Funk. But yeah, man, I don't know what else there is to say. You know, Terry Funk, to call him a legend is discrediting him. To call him an icon is discrediting him, because you can't even think of the words.
Terry Funk was a god.
Honestly, yeah.
He was the god of professional wrestling.
Yeah, he was. So, you know, our thoughts go out to his family. Our thoughts go out to his friends. You know, and our thoughts go out to the fans like us who are fans of Terry Funk and who are just as affected by this as we are. You know, we're going to go ahead and sign off here now, but we just felt like that, you know, Terry Funk is someone that is so important to us and our fandom of wrestling that we felt the need to get on here and just talk a little bit. This isn't about throwing out a quick plug. This isn't about trying to, you know, get views or anything like that. This is literally, this is the least we can do.
Yes.
This is the least we can do. We can just get on here, talk about the Funker, just how much he meant to us, and all the words that you can use to describe him. Again, none of them do him justice. He's just that good. He's that good. He's the fucking goat.
Yeah.
He's the goat. And that phrase gets thrown around so much, but no, he is the greatest of all time. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
He's on the Mount Rushmore. Let's be perfectly honest. Like, so many people are like, oh, Hogan, Rock, Austin, Flair. No, you're discrediting your Mount Rushmore if you don't put Terry Funk
on
there.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even put Terry Funk on the Mount Rushmore.
He deserves his own monument.
Terry Funk is what made the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, he is. He is. So, Terry Funk, you know, what else do you say? What else do you say? Thank you guys for tuning in to this little impromptu podcast. I know that this is probably a surprise. You look down on your feed and you're like, wait a minute, they've already posted one today. But we felt that we needed to do this because Terry Funk is that important to us. So yeah, everyone, we'll see you guys next time on Spot Show.
Rest in power forever.
But again, like, that's so cliche to say it, but it's that you can't even say rest in power because it's just, man, but, you know, I'm just going to leave it that you said forever. I'm just going to leave it with this. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. We love you, Funker.